Welcome to the continuously updated news talk show. Logan Ryan is here. Nick Delicati is still recovering from his chest hair implant surgery. That's right, folks. He is deciding to man up and getting that transplant hair surgery. Basically, what they do is they take the hair from in and around his ass, and they put it on his chest so he can feel not like a little boy or a woman or whatever. So, yeah, we wish him a speedy recovery and obviously nothing but the best. Absolutely. Fun stuff, fun times. I'm in another fucking hotel room that's loud as F right now, but we'll get through it. It's fine. Maybe y'all didn't hear that. Maybe you did. Doesn't matter. Speaking of loud car noises, NASCAR was at Le Mans, and I got to tell you, I'm a fan. There is nothing that says we're fucking America than a big fucking V8 screaming around a track, just aggressively making lefts and right turns. Oh, God, what an amazing fucking thing. Le Mans, 24-hour event. Typically, it's GT cars, you know, Porsches, Ferraris, Lamborghinis, custom shit, just folks kind of cruising around and trying to do the fastest time in 24 hours that they possibly can. The Hendrix Motorsport team decided that, hey, we're going to fuck around. We're going to see how this works. We're going to get in there. We're going to throw some V8 just aggressiveness down the track. Put some tire on pavement and see what this does for you fucks. And they finished 39th, which is very, very respectable. The fucking crazy thing about this thing, though, is you look at some of these super hypercars, they're all so low to the ground. And then you got, you know, the Jimmy Johnson car. He was one of the drivers. I can't remember, it was a Team 54, Garage 54, I don't know, it doesn't matter. But it looked like a little SUV. It was fucking wild to watch. Just a bunch of hypercars doing just stupid miles an hour. And then they had this fucking NASCAR, which is basically a Chevrolet, like Malibu or Impala, I don't know. Who knows what they make anymore in terms of cars. They just focus on trucks, which I think is American. But they fucking, it looks like a little SUV against these little hypercars, but they did well. It's cool to hear just the engine sound and just all the shit, just NASCAR, just big dicking it in there, just running moonshine and saying, fuck you, America, fuck your import bullshit. I'm pretty sure they were saying that every car they passed. It had a horn. The sound of General Lee just passing. Yeah, probably not. I don't think they had that at all. News. I think we got some funky shit happening in the news recently. I had another episode, by the way, for you guys that I recorded, but something kind of went wrong a little bit, I think, with the audio, or I said something super offensive. One of the two, maybe a combination of the two. I don't remember. Doesn't matter. So we're trying this again. I still have another special that we're going to get out. We got a surprise for you, Nick. Nick is unaware, but he's a part of it, which is great, which I love. But so latest news is there is a and it's kind of sad and tragic. And obviously, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with the families out there that are affected by this. But there was a submarine that is lost right now in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean because they were doing like a guided tour to go see the Titanic. Again, super tragic. At the time of this recording, they had like 3 hours of oxygen left, so not looking great. And it's probably going to end on the tragic thing side of things, which is too bad. So I think there are four people, including crew that were down there, including the guy that owns the thing. So here's the thing that, man, I try to make light of a lot of subjects, and if you're offended by this, and well, be better. It was $250,000 to go on this little adventure, this little tour, right? And basically, this looked like a repurposed decompression chamber for scuba divers, which, okay, doesn't necessarily look like a great quote-unquote submarine. Sure, structurally, I think it was okay. They also, like, the guy that was one of the engineers, like, quit because they're like, hey, we need to x-ray this. And like the owner guy was like, nah, it sounds expensive. Can we just do like an acid test? And the guy's like, well, we could, but we need to like x-ray it. And the guy's like, seems really expensive. Let's just do the acid test. I'm like, well, you can figure it out and quit. And then the other fun thing, and again, not to make too light on the subject because it is kind of tragic, but dude, you paid $250,000 to go do this, and I think it'd be cool, number one. But number two, super small space. Like, four people fit in it, and like one dude can stretch out their legs at a time. Doesn't seem ideal, but I understand, you know, you're going to the ocean, there's a lot of pressure, a lot of shit down there that just, you know, can crush you literally like a aluminum can, right? So it's not great. But the other fucking crazy thing is that to control this vessel, they were using a Logitech Xbox controller, which, if I'm spending $250,000 to do this, and by the way, I'm a billionaire apparently, and I see that, I'm like, hey, what's your refund policy? Just curious, because I mean, are we really gonna play? Are we gonna play some Call of Duty while we're down there? I mean, how does this? Maybe a little Forza? Why do we have? I'm struggling to understand why I have an Xbox controller to control something that is basically in charge of my life when we are 14,000 feet under the surface of the ocean looking for an old shipwreck. Again, it's super tragic, and you know, these four humans, probably it's not looking good. It's really not. Also trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's literally like saying, hey, I have this Tic Tac in my hand. Now, I've taken this Tic Tac and I've made it waterproof. So it's completely sealed. And inside of it, is a little machine that goes like a metronome, but it fits inside of a Tic Tac. Now I'm gonna take this Tic Tac and I'm gonna throw it right out in the middle of like Lake Tahoe or Lake Michigan or pick a fucking lake, and I want you to go find it. I'm not gonna tell you where it is, but I'm gonna give you a general area. That is basically what they're up against. It's fucking insane that they're doing that. It's absolutely insane. And again, you know, I'm not trying to make too light of the subject, but it for me. You know, you got to think that some of these billionaires, specifically the older gentlemen that are on this thing, you would think they were a little bit smarter than like, hey, wait, hang on a second. We're going to sit in this thing, crisscross applesauce for how many hours while we go look at an old ship that, hopefully we can see. There's no windows on this. So, I mean, essentially you could say we're in, Lake Erie, and you're just projecting an image on a screen that looks like could be the Titanic. I mean, that's probably what's happening, and they're going to find out like later. They're like, oh yeah, it was actually Lake Erie, and it was a big scam, and it'd be a scandal. Hopefully. That actually would be the best case scenario, right? If you think about it, we don't want these people to die. We don't want anybody to die. Everybody should live forever. Speaking of people, here we go. Ready for this one? I'm a big fan. I am. I truly am. And I think every red-blooded American male is also a fan of this. And I'm talking about the free titty. Just free titting it, just out in public, just, you know, however old you are, doesn't matter, just out there, just raw bra on it, right? Just no bra, just out there, free titty. But here's what I don't like. I saw this lady, this gal, if you will, today. Nice gal, right? You know, for the town I'm in, probably a six. You know, so not, you know, decent looking, you know. I mean, she was all right. She's all right, you know, nothing you know, younger single me would have still passed. But she did have that nip jewelry, right? She did have that piercing up there on both sides. It was two-way street right there. And I got to tell you, I'm a fan of that. I'm also a fan of the free titting it, just out there in nature, just a t-shirt and just God's creation poking through because it was a little chilly, little AC on, right? But here's what I don't like. You tease me with free titties, and then you have the audacity to fucking wear granny panties? Are you serious right now? I mean, what is that? What is that? It's just a whole pit of confusion. Like, okay, this up top is fine. We want that to be free and just out in the world. But if you're gonna check out my, but don't check out my ass. Just don't look at my ass, because I got granny panties on, and they're snug. So now I got the fucking the ass break, right, where like one cheek has got that line that kind of goes through it, and it's just because that's where the fucking drawers are, and it breaks it into pieces, and we don't like it broken into pieces. We just want a cheek. We don't want like a cheek and a third. You know, we want just a full cheek. And I just don't get it. You know, that was a poor wardrobe choice. And so here's the thing I don't know. I mean, if it's that, like, hey, that time of the month type of thing, I mean, is it requirement that you have to wear granny panties? And if it is, I mean, really, are you going to show the girls out? You're going to have the girls just out, just having fun, just pointing at people? Because if you point, people are going to stare. So that's kind of the way it is, I think. So I don't get that decision. I think it was a questionable life choice at best. Or at worst, or it was just questionable, right? I mean, I don't know. I think that, you know, if I was a woman and making choices with my life, I think that one of them would be, you know, free titty and thong, or just free titty, free coochie. I mean, just why not, right? I mean, might as well get out there and just let it happen. Just let the world just be free, right? I mean, but that's also another kind of funky thing, because I don't understand a lot of the female anatomy and kind of how things work when the moon is in a certain place and just all of a sudden it's just free flowing, and I don't get how that. So maybe that's dangerous. I don't know. I have no idea. Or you see a guy and I don't even know. I can't even speculate on that. I mean, it's like, I guess, like, if a girl sees a dude and she's attracted to dude, does she get like the juices start flowing, right? Right? It's like a water, no, maybe not a water, just like a natural spring. Like, you stumble, you're walking through the forest, you're having a great day, you know, maybe watching some birds, you know, looking for a blue jay, and you stumble upon a natural little spring, kind of just there, right? The ground is now damp. So do you need like that extra layer of like the dun-duns before your jeans, or does it not matter? I don't understand how. I'm confused on some. I don't get it. So maybe one of these days somebody can like fully explain that to me and how that works. I mean, I feel like when girls are wet, that's like a boner, right? I mean, that's the best way that I can think of it, but it's like inside. It's like an inside boner, I guess, and not hard. It's just soft and wet. I don't get it. I don't. I think it's fun. I think it's fun to speculate. I think it's fun to think about. I think it's fun to say, hey, I don't know what's happening down there, but I can take a guess, and typically I think it's just fucking wrong. I don't know. I think that's where guys fail. I think we need better education is really what it comes down to. I think there needs to be a better opportunity in our school systems to teach us how like lady boners work. And I don't mean boners. I mean, you know, the like none of dick. But like the physical like things that happen when females are, I feel like there is blood flow down there. I'm spending way too much time on this. I think some of you guys are getting fucking bored. You're going, why are we talking about fucking lady boners, you fucking weirdo? I don't know, but I will say that Utah's weird. So I was in Utah a couple weeks ago. I don't remember when, so don't ask me. And fucking, you know, standard hotel move. I'm sitting there. I'm watching a little telly on the screen that they have up there. They had actually a pretty decent television too. I was kind of excited. So we're just watching a little whatever. I'm like, hey, you know what? I think it's time. I think it's time to fire up the old cell phone, or the did I have my laptop at the time? I don't think I did. I was going to go to my laptop and, you know, we're going to find some adult, films, you know, where they're performing activities, that I kind of like to watch, sometimes and get maybe ideas. I don't know. It's just, you know, it's for entertainment purposes, right? So yeah, it's you know, it's a hotel room, and I feel like it's a standard operating procedure for any man that's by himself in a hotel room to go ahead and get comfortable, you know, light some scented candles, you know, put on the silk boxers that we all travel with, and fire up the old Red Tube or XXX videos or just even the stock standard Pornhub, and just enjoy a couple of interesting videos and just try to find something maybe that's going to get it done for the night. Well, apparently in fucking Utah, you can't just sign in and sign on and make it happen, Captain, because they have a law, which I was unaware of because I haven't been to Utah in, I don't know, fucking years. And I feel like the last time I was in Utah, I was rooming with other people, and wasn't a situation where I'm like, all right, let's go ahead and squeak out down an easy street here. It just wasn't going to happen. So I log on to my favorite site and it says, hey, you need to create an account. And I'm like, the fuck I do? This is supposed to be anonymous. No one knows I'm here. This is I'm incognito right now, right? I got the fucking guy with the glasses on. No one can see me. I'm anonymous. I am the epitome of anonymity. You know, we'll go with that right now, dude. Fucking no. So, yeah, I was very disappointed and shocked that it said, hey, by the way, we're in Utah. So the government here wants to see what you're doing. Also, another fucking weird thing, they have state-run liquor stores. Yeah, I didn't know that either. I know Utah was kind of weird when it came to the boozing, but I didn't know that they were weird when it came to the titties on the old TV. Yeah, and little D's and the V's, or big D's and the V's, or medium-sized D's and the V's. They're just like, nah, you have to create an account so we can follow you and stalk you. By the way, do I have a trick around that? If you guys are interested in that trick, drop us a line at hmnspodcast@gmail.com. And I'll teach you all the ins and outs, pun intended, of slipping around or slipping into your favorite websites and still keeping it anonymous and avoiding some of your state and local laws. Because fuck them for trying to track me and figure out what kind of shit I'm into. You know, maybe that night it was, you know, brunettes or I don't, no one knows, you know, could have been blondes. Could have been pierced nipples, because apparently that's a thing for me. Which, it's interesting, as you get older, you figure out different things that are for you. You know, I think that, I don't really know what some of mine are, but apparently one of them is the nips that are pierced. So, yeah, I can tell you, it is towards the end of the month, but it is that Pride Month. And Justin Bieber's dad was in the news. Apparently he thought it'd be a great idea to say, hey, thank your dads or moms or parents, straight parents, because without us, you wouldn't be here. And I think I had a couple directions I was going with this, and you'll see if I decide to ever release that other one, that, hey man, it's, you could have done that a little bit better. You could have found it better. Creative way. I mean, I get what you're trying to say, but also, dude, man, I've got some friends, you know, that are two moms and are doing a fucking phenomenal job of raising a small human into a good human. So I don't necessarily think, I mean, adoption is kind of a thing. That's also kind of a soft spot for me too. So it's like, yeah, you could have been better. I could have been adopted into like two dads or two moms or, you know, three moms or fucking who knows what, but, didn't. So I think that, I got lucky obviously, but yeah, Bieber's dad could have been a little bit better. He got some heat in the news for that one. But yeah, it's an interesting month for everybody. It's just like, hey, we all know, I don't know. I get it, but, and I respect it, but I don't get it at the same time. Still respect it, but it's like, I don't think we need it fucking shoved in our fucking faces. Maybe. I don't know. I really, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like I could go a couple different directions with this, right? And I've been thinking about this for a little while, right? It's one of those things where, I mean, I get what Bieber's dad's trying to say, but he's also kind of a douche. You know, the doucheness doesn't fall too far from the douche tree. He should change his last name, Douche Tree. Here's a total another, like, way change in directions. Where the fuck did last names come from? I mean, I know, like, someone like Smith and, you know, they're like Johnson. It was John's son, right? So that's the last name. And there's a bunch of other ones that are very similar to that. But now I feel like we're just kind of fucking making shit up. Like, legitimately, right? I mean, I don't have a clue where some of these, and you know, some of them are foreign, right? European or whatever, and it's just they came over and it's that's what it is, right? You know, that's fine. I get it. But some of the names that, like, where are you from? Oh, like Connecticut, and your last name is like fucking Justin or something like that, right? It's like Joostsen. And we're like, what is that? Did you just make that up? And yeah, actually, it was my grandfather's name, but he just, he couldn't spell. He was actually illiterate, and he sneezed one day, and that's fucking what they came up with. And that's kind of how I feel last names sometimes come up. I mean, like the stock standard ones, sure, right? Smith, Johnson, Lopez, you know, Davis, if you're Sammy, right? Like Sammy Davis, like, dude, just fucking rolling around the world with one eye and just, the slanging puss. How much puss did those guys get? Let's take a little trip back in history right now. Let's think about the Rat Pack. You know, let's think about those, the folks back in the day before social media was like a thing, dude. There was so much and how fast. Okay. So we've talked about this before, how fast rumors would spread, right? Like Marilyn Manson, dude, that rumor spread that he fucking had surgery, removed a rib or two so he could suck his own dick, which I still believe is true. I find that to be 100% factual. He's never told me that it's not true, so I'm going to go with that's what he did. That's kind of where I'm at this. But before media, there was media in the past, right? But before, like, social media, where everything was just immediately available, right? And thanks Instagram, too, for telling me about the Titanic story, because I haven't watched news in I don't know how long, and that popped up. I'm like, oh, no, I'm curious. And then I found all the fucking shit around it. And maybe that's the direction that news is going to go, is like, okay, somebody posts something on something, and then you find it, and you're like, oh, what the fuck is this? And you find other posts of it, which is going to be great, because there's going to be so much bad information. Like, I don't even know if it was an Xbox controller. I mean, I feel like it wasn't an official Microsoft Xbox controller. I feel like it was like the aftermarket one that you're trying to save a couple bucks, and you're like, hey, I could get the Logitech one, and it fucking still will pair up, and I'm going to save $10 as opposed to getting the OG, like, legit Microsoft. Yeah, fuck, I'm going to do that. I'm going to spend the, I'm going to save some money. I got to buy that new fucking, NHL fucking EA sport game, dude. I got to save up. I can't be, you know, dropping 10 extra dollars on a controller. Are you fucking out of your mind? You know? So, I mean, I feel like that's completely different talk track where it's going. I fucking forgot. And I'm sure there's a couple of you right now like fucking yelling, going, you were talking about this, you son of a bitch. I was curious. I want to hear where you were going with that. Well, I don't even know, dude. Apparently we got back onto the Titanic thing, a news thing, social media. Oh, sex. There we go. We backed into it. See what we did there? Back in the day, dude, no social media, no fucking, like, just you know, paparazzi presence. There was some, you know, but it was like four dudes, right? I mean, it was like four dudes, and one guy occasionally would bring his son along because he fucking couldn't find a sitter. And that was it. That was the paparazzi, right? And if you weren't at the same place, and fucking you could go do whatever you want. That's where Vegas came from. That's where Palm Springs came from, is like celebrities saying, hey, I got to get out of L.A. I got to do something cool where there's not paparazzi. And paparazzi apparently don't have maps, and they couldn't figure out where fucking Vegas was or Palm Springs. So all the dick that got slang back then, dude, it was unreal. You know, you got to know Sinatra was just putting that wherever he wanted to. I mean, old Blue Eyes, come on now. Dude, that guy pulled more puss than a fucking stray cat farm. It had to be un-fucking believable. And Sammy just, he was like that, what's that little fish that hangs on the back of a shark and just kind of picks up some of the scraps? He's like, oh shit, look at that. There's something right there. I'm going to give me a little taste of that. A little taste of that. He could only see like one at a time because, you know, he only had one eye, but you know, he was pulling some fucking pretty good trim. Dude, that leftover fucking Frank Sinatra trim's gotta be top notch, son. That shit's gotta be fucking good. But again, I mean, let's think about this. We're what was I, 50s, 60s, 70s, 70s, 50s, 60s, 70s, something like that, right? I have no concept of time. So you know, you still weren't in the prime of there was zero fake titties. There was like two girls that had fake tits, and everybody was like, I think we can do better. And everybody, you know, looked like fucking the fucking Joan of the Jungle with the fucking full bush. And some girls didn't even shave thigh. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine right now? Just think about this. Think about this. You meet this pretty young thing, and you're like, hey, let's. And she's got a skirt that's down to her knees, right? And you're like, all right. And you're like, hey, let's go catch a film. Let's go catch a cinematic event. You and me, you know, I'll buy the popcorn. You know, one of those things. And then you get in the theater, and you're able to get a little hand on thigh, and it's a little furry. Could you imagine that? Oh, man. Man, I remember, and this is pretty recent, too. I mean, within the last probably 20 or 30 years, that, like, moms would tell their daughters that it's like, hey, don't. No, only hookers and prostitutes and strippers shave above the thigh. Like, what the fuck? I remember some like Mormon friends that I had in high school. I think their mom told them that you can't shave above the thigh. You can't. You just you know, that just knees down is where you shave. If you shave like that thigh area, that ain't gonna work. That's the devil's work right there. You ain't speaking to Jesus if you shave your thighs. You know, that's the story that they were telling. That's what John Smith was telling. You know, here's another thing, fucking Mormonism. No disrespect to these people. I think they're cool people. I have a lot of friends that are Mormons, but seriously, you're fucking believing that story? A fucking kid. Said that he got some magic fucking stones or a book or something that only fucking he could read, and this is now a new religion? Are you out of your fucking mind? Oh, I can have as many wives as I want. I mean, you know, here's what happened. He got caught cheating, and he's just like, oh, well, the fucking stones that only I can read said that I can have as many wives as I want because I can get into heaven that way. That's what happened. He got fucking busted. Is what happened. I mean, it's wild. And some of the fanatical like places in Utah, and I think there might have been one in Nevada, I think, where they just fucking just do whatever they want. Just one dude, and he's got like 16 wives. And it's just, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's fucking weird. It's fucking really, really strange that like a 16-year-old kid like created this, and he's like, hey, here's a religion. You know, this is what we're going to do now. That it literally would be my stepson saying, I think I'm going to create a religion, like almost like in a year. He's like, I got it. This is what we're going to do. This is the work of the Lord. He's spoken to me, and this is what we're doing. Everybody's got that, like, literally everyone, you have to actually wear a brace on your left hand that combines your pinky finger and your ring finger together until you're married. And that's what Jesus says. I mean, that's what he says we have to do. You know, the other thing that we have to do as well is we have to wear a special brace around our testicles. And what that does is going to actually raise up our right testicle and keep it closer to our body, because, you know, we got to keep that sperm count in check. And Jesus said that if you have a high sperm count, That ain't going to work. That's not going to fly. You're going to put too many seeds in this earth. And while children are a blessing, we got to keep it down. So we got to keep that one nut just right up close to your body, because that body heat, you know, is gonna kill. It's gonna kill. It's gonna bring that sperm level down a little bit. We're gonna get you on the right level. That right level of sperm. You gotta watch out, because if you get too much spermies, man, dude, you gotta. It's trouble. It's trouble. It's so much trouble. You know. But you gotta have the hand brace. You know. You gotta keep those fingers together. Because if those fingers get separated, oof, that's the work of the devil right there. You gotta be careful. Super, super careful. Yeah. I feel like more people need to be triggered by religion is what I think. I mean, we're in a stage and in a place in our lives and world where people get triggered and upset and fucking offended by everything. I think more people need to get offended by religion or other ridiculous things, right? I think that, you know, if you get offended by, I mean, I don't like feet. They don't offend me, but it's just I don't like them. But maybe there's people out there that they like see like grown men in flip flops, and they're just like, ooh, fuck, bro, what are you doing right now? It's so offensive. Just out here, just bare knuckling your fucking toes, man. You can't have your toes out here like this, dude. This is the Lord's country. You gotta cover that shit up, dude. You know, people get offended by that. Yeah, you know, maybe you got a toenail maybe that you missed when you were going through and clipping them. Now you got one that's a little bit longer. That's offensive, man. I feel like we need to find some more random things to be offended about, and just to kind of level everything out, right? I feel like we're in a place where we're just not balanced, and we need to fucking level out. So if we start getting more offended by the most mundane things, then nothing will be offensive anymore. Oh. Shit, I like that. I like that. I think that collectively, we as a group of, hey man, nice shirt, listeners, followers, supporters, appreciate you guys. I mean, we love all of you. We need to start another movement. So we already have the don't cancel unattractive media. That shirt's coming, by the way. That shirt's coming, by the way. It's still in production. We had to make a couple final touches on it, but that shirt's on the way. But I think that another movement is just everything. You just find some mundane, crazy shit to get offended by, and then just go fucking all in. Just everything. Just balls and everything. Just full dick, all balls. Just get sucked in. The whole thing. And I don't know what that is. I don't. And I think this is where we here at Hey Man, Nice Shirt, you know, Trace, Nick and myself, I think that, well, fuck you. What? Okay. Well, shave your chest. I think we need to find things that definitely offend like no one, but we need it to be offensive. Like, And like toes, like bare, just bare ass toes, just out there, just fucking bare toes, like people in flip flops, just give them like a little look, just like, ugh. And just overly dramatic with it. And they'll be like, what? And you're like, oh, I can't believe, you know what day it is? And you're out here with your feet just fucking out like that, dude? I mean, that's, ugh. It's so offensive. Oh my God. It's this time of the year? And it's just, well, yeah, it's, you know, it's 105 outside. I was going to wear my flip-flops. Like, oh, dude, that's just, I can't believe this of all days is the day you chose to do that. What are you thinking? And just, yeah, just be offended, just wholeheartedly offended by that, right? And then something that we got to find some other things. Just, like I said, fully commit, full in, just fully in. You know, but it's got to be something that I think mundane, because if you're like not too easy either, right? Because I mean, layups, right? Fucking cowboy hats. The fucking cowboy hat offends me. Nah, come on, we can do better than that, right? Maybe polos with pockets. There we go. I'm offended by that. That's offensive. You know, make up some like say it's racist. I don't know. Just make some shit up. But I think that'll help us, right? As a society, that's going to help. It's for the greater good. If you really think about what we're trying to do here, at Hey Man, Nice Shirt, is we're trying to really promote the greater good. And doing so, you know, we need to get creative. We need to think outside of the box, which is a fucking horrible thing. And somebody right now is going, that thing's a fan theft. Okay, because you don't have a box, or you have a box, and no one's been in your box in a long time. I don't know. And I think we really need to double down on double entendres. That's another thing. I think that we really need to think about everything that we say and make sure that it has some sort of sexual innuendo. I think that's that should be a mandatory thing that we all do right now, right? And you know, specifically the workplace. Oh, God, that's the best place to do it, because you can kind of get away with it if you're good enough, if you're creative enough, if you really think about the task at hand and you think, hey, I've got this. You really can, hang on. Sorry, throat was getting dry and that beer is getting warm, so I need to drink it faster. But no, in the workplace, I think that is the best place, right? I remember one of the things I used to say was, you know, somebody, one of the gals that worked the same establishment as I did, you know, she was gone for a day, and I'd say, hey, you got a message. I went ahead and slid it right into your box. And we all had these boxes that you get mail and all that fun stuff in. So that was my, yeah, I just went and slipped that right in your box. So you should go check it. I mean, it was a little tight fit, but I was able to get it in there. And, you know, it's just shit like that. You know, you gotta really work at it. You gotta think and be creative. Because on the surface there, I mean, just saying, hey, I took that and I put it in your box. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. That is you physically taking something like a document or a piece of paper and putting it into a thing that is shaped like a box. Has nothing to do, again, on the whole, has nothing to do with sexual connotations or innuendos or anything like that. But really, it kind of does. We all know it does. But I don't know that that is something that can be proven in a court of law. I also am making the assumption that the statute of limitations is over 15 years, so I think I'm good. If not, whoopsies. Another thing to get me canceled. But yeah, I think that finding things that you can, number one, just be offended by. Like, hey, shit, you know, fucking locks are offensive. What, you don't trust me? You don't trust that I'm not going to come into your place? Now I'm offended. I'm offended that you don't think I'm a trustworthy person. That hurts. That cuts deep if you don't think that I'm a trustworthy person, right? I mean, shit. You know, I mean, what about, I don't know, think of some other shit. I think there's some, there's another fucking Mission Impossible coming out. Jesus Christ, Tom Cruise is like 96 years old, but he's, you know, taking the blood of children and doing infusions every day in Scientology. So now he only looks like he's 40, which still, even at 40, he looks like he's 20, which is unbelievable. I just don't get it. I don't understand. And, you know, he's probably still doing his own fucking stunts, which is, dude, he's about to break a hip right there. He's fucking one train ride away from breaking a fucking hip. For sure. And, yeah, that's offensive as well. I don't know. There's a lot of things that I find offensive that I think that I can't say in public. Or in this forum, and I feel like this forum is pretty open to certain things, but there's certain things, man, we just can't cross the line anymore. It's you have to be super cautious. So I think that's why, you know, using those sexual innuendos and double entendres keeps us healthy. You know, we feel like we're getting up there and pressing a line and getting up and trying to, you know, just get right to the edge, but we're not crossing any lines, right? When I said this to that person, I didn't say, hey, I want to stick my dick in your pussy. No, I just said, hey, I went ahead and slid that in your box. I mean, that can't get you in trouble. That's not something that's there. And she had a great rack. And I wasn't saying, hey, like the motorboat. Those some bitches just said, brr. Nope, didn't say any of that shit. So, I mean, nothing I said was I don't believe, and to the professionals that I've spoken to, was not considered sexual harassment or harassment, depending on your pronunciation of the word. So I think I'm pretty free and clear. Again, I'm not 100% sure what the statute of limitations are, but nothing. I never said that ass looks so good I'd like to smack it. That never never came out of my mouth. At least I don't remember it coming out of my mouth. Speaking of coming in mouths. I think that's another thing that we can work on as well, is figuring out different ways to maybe overemphasize words to make them sound like you're trying to mean something, but you're not. Come is a good one. You know, you're just like, come here, boy. Oh, good talk. Good dog. Yeah. Yeah. See, I was talking about my dog. I wasn't talking about semen. You guys are just dirty. All of you are dirty. Just your inappropriate minds being all inappropriate and shit. Fucking, that's why you listen to this podcast, isn't it? You dirty, dirty cunts. I love every single one of you. Every single one of you. Nick is, I don't know, he's doing great. He really is. I want to thank everybody for reaching out and checking in. He's busy. He's got his hands fucking full of cock. And he's doing such a great job of just massaging balls and getting through this time in his delicate asshole life, and he's doing well, and you know, we really want to make sure that we're all supporting his balls and make sure that he's getting the love and affection and the tickling of his taint that he deserves. So, you know, if you have a chance, drop him a quick little line, slide into his DMs. If you have them, if not, you can slide into the HMNS podcast DM. We're still there. I think I posted a TikTok video. If you haven't seen it, I don't think it's very good. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but, again, thanks everybody for our support. We still have merch. Trace has informed me that it's fixed. The fucking thing, it's getting fixed. It's kind of fixed. Yeah. So there's a couple orders out there that I apologize that need to be, re-fucking whatever. What do they need to do? No, in English, though. Yeah, fuck. All right. Just text me, because you can text in English, you fuck. All right. As always, a pleasure talking to y'all. I can't wait for you guys to hear me again in the coming weeks. Again, we have a surprise that we're working on. I think it's going to be good. I think you guys are going to really enjoy it. It's something that... I thank technology for, really, at the end of the day. So thanks, everybody, for listening, and see y'all later.